Good morning. Joining us is editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have a story about something quirky. In fact, the company that is named Quirky. Tell us about that.
Oh, you're right. Quirky is a company, and it pledged to create 180 jobs in the Electric City, Schenectady, when it opened here in May of 2014. Yesterday, Quirky filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and said it is looking to sell its assets, including an affiliated company known as Wink, which has operations in Schenectady. Schenectady officials we talked to yesterday say the local operations will not be hurt by this bankruptcy filing. Tentative plans call for Wink to be sold to a Singapore-based company for $15 million. Wink, and if you didn't know, this is an app that people can download on their smartphone or tablet to control their home's lighting, power, and security. Quirky is insisting the bankruptcy filing won't impact the Wink experience or the Wink's growth in the coming years. Quirky has an office in downtown Schenectady atop Gleason's Center Street building on State Street. It has a very distinctive lit sign that kind of dominates the downtown. Wink spokesman we talked to yesterday said the Schenectady team will not be hurt by this process. Dave Buco, he's the COO of Gleason, said he's confident Wink will remain in the city, and he has not received any indication the company will move. Ray Gillen, the chairman of the county's Metroplex Development Authority, said Wink is a growing company, and the bankruptcy filing and sale will not hurt their operations in Schenectady. Singapore company is a leader in smart connected devices, and Gillen is hopeful that Wink is because it's a leader in the smart home technology, linking up with Singapore company will set the stage for even more products to come from them. In July, former Quirky CEO Ben Kaufman said the company was out of money. He later said he had $12 million in cash and wanted to save both Quirky and Wink. The Schenectady team over the last year has downsized from a high of 150 to 72. Again, they pledged to create 180 jobs when they came here in May of 2014. They got some money from Metroplex, including $300,000 to renovate the building in Center City. We talked to Metroplex yesterday, and they said they don't have any plans to try to get that money back at this time because they're hopeful that Wink will continue to prosper.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Thanks, Judy.